the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. A couple of weeks back, Diane Monson and Angel Raich went before the U.S. Supreme Court to talk about their right to use medical marijuana. Rob Campia, the head of the Marijuana Policy Project, was on C-SPAN to talk about the situation. And thanks to our folks at POT TV, here's an extract.
And more to the point, you referenced these hundreds of thousands of teenagers who are going into marijuana treatment. Well, I would point out that that's actually happening under your system of prohibition. Right now, any time a teenager smokes too much pot or gets dragged into court or hits someone while driving under the influence, this is happening under your regime of prohibition. This tells me that your system of prohibition does not work and it does not keep marijuana out of the hands of teens, which, by the way, is the whole point we have these laws. The whole point we have them is to keep it away from kids. So you have failed. David has failed in his endeavors, and it's time for a new approach. We need to regulate marijuana. The first step of doing that is to regulate marijuana for patients. At the very least, while we keep disagreeing on the larger question of marijuana regulation, at the very least, in the short run, we should get sick people off the battlefield.
And Rob Campia, why not Tylenol, Xanax, other drugs?
The patients who end up resorting to medical marijuana start with trying these various legal drugs and then have to move their way to medical marijuana when they don't find relief elsewhere. Clearly, if you're sick, you're dying, you're engaging in cancer chemotherapy treatments, your first choice isn't going to be to go to the black market and buy illegal drugs, right? You're going to want to do all the standard medicines that are available to you and then, as a last resort, move to marijuana. However, I'm a little uncomfortable when people start to say what's good for others. In our country, I'm much more willing to allow a doctor and a patient to make these medical decisions than I am with someone like David here or the DEA or John Ashcroft and his ilk. I think it's a decision that should be between the doctors and the patients, and everyone's condition is different. And remember, the name of the game here, this is not some sort of abstract argument. This is about, and I wear these handcuffs on my lapel for a reason, this is the issue here. The issue is whether, as a society, we want laws that are going to put medical marijuana patients who really do have serious medical conditions, who have approval of their physicians, do we want to put them in prison or not? David wants to put them in prison because they haven't jumped through some FDA hoops. The Marijuana Policy Project and me personally, we do not want to put them in prison. And thankfully, 80% of the American people actually agree with my position.
Our thanks to Rob Campia and the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.